Speaking with Kyle Smith Peters, head coach of the Logan basketball team. Coach, first of all, how are the holidays? You know, we're just after New Year's, a few days.
It was great, Matt. And honestly, like, you kind of find positives in this negative time. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to spend a whole lot of time with a 9-year-old and 5-year-old, you know, at home. And Christmas was, you know, very fantastic. Very fortunate to have spent this much time with my family and be around them. So we're obviously excited to get our guys back and, you know, excited that all our tests came back negative and, you know, we're moving in a very good direction on day one.
Yeah, day one today, you can officially start practice. You obviously have been for a couple months and weeks now, but this is the official start practice. 9 months of waiting kind of for this moment, it's got to be exciting.
It is, and our guys are excited. And, you know, I think the NJCAA, you got to applaud them. They did a really good job of trying to balance out, I think, safety, health, mentally, you know, for the guys, and did a good job of giving us 60 days in the fall of being able to practice and make it as normal as possible with the scrimmages. And, you know, but like we told them, when we come back, we're going to have very little time, you know, so we have to have a really good base. And I think we did as much with our time as anybody did and got better. But, you know, we got a scrimmage game coming up this coming weekend, another one the following weekend, and we're, you know, we're back in the regular season and the swing of things. So it's going to be an interesting year with 22 regular season games. Every game is going to be, you know, a championship caliber game, whether it be for record, whether it be for region standings and at large spots. So we're going to have to really be focused and locked in from day one.
You talk about those scrimmages coming up. You had a couple during that 60-day period. I imagine with games starting January 20th, you've got your first one on the 28th. A lot of teams are going to be in midseason form on night one.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people were able to get some time in. A lot of breaks were had to have, you know, with quarantining and things. But it was, like I said, better than nothing. You got to applaud the NJCAA for, I think, being so proactive with all this. And, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road, I'm sure, as this season goes along. But, you know, all in all, our guys are in, I think, a great spot mentally. They're in a great spot, you know, physically. They'll be better physically in a couple weeks, I'm sure, but after this time off. But I think, you know, just all in all, I've been very fortunate to not only be around, you know, a great group of coaches, but we got a really good group of young men that are very motivated and very excited to, you know, be able to represent Johnny Logan basketball.
Probably the biggest scrimmage that you had was against Indian Hills back in early November. How did that game go, and what did it teach you about the team? What have you worked on since then?
Well, you know, and it was great. We got to experience playing against someone else. It's only, I think, you know, so much you can do against each other to where it just kind of drowns it out. And then you need to see other people to expose where your weaknesses are. And honestly, I was very proud. Indian Hills is probably a top five team in the country. I didn't think we played great, which you didn't expect to. but when you look at the stats of that game, we forced them to shoot 43 threes. They shot a low percentage. We out-rebounded them. We did a lot of really good things. I don't think we played overly well offensively and still scored, you know, 80-plus points. Defensively, I thought we had some really good possessions against a very high-octane offensive team. So, you know, the most impressive thing I took away was just our mentality. When we made mistakes, we didn't bother us. We were up 9 with 2.5 to go, and you ended up winning by 3. We had some mistakes down the stretch, but we kept our composure. And I think that was, you know, very well observed by a veteran team with Sidney Curry, Jamarion Sharp, Mario McKinney, Cam Alford. And, you know, I think we have a lot of room to grow as a very talented team.
You talk about those two powerhouses down low and Curry and Sharp. That's going to be the main focus for a lot of teams this year. How happy are you with them so far and being able to have two guys that you can depend on down in the post?
Well, it's, you know, that's the hardest thing for anyone to find is post players, let alone good post players. Yeah. And I'd put our post players up against anybody, you know, in the country and junior college. And from what I've seen on TV, those guys are going to have the ability to play at a lot of places and be successful. And we're fortunate. And, you know, that there's a little bit of this that comes down to coaching. We have to throw them the ball. That's my job, to make sure we throw them the ball. If we don't use those guys effectively, then, you know, we're just going to be an ordinary team. But we have to be able to make people make decisions on how they're going to guard those guys, play inside out, utilize the ball screen actions, and, you know, like, not just fall in love with shooting shots, because we got guys that can hit shots, and that's going to be a very fine line with us, because, you know, Sidney Curry and Jamarion Sharp are going to make 70%+ of their shots in and around the basket.
John Logan coach Kyle Smith-Peters speaking with him right now. Coach, aside from Curry and Sharp being the big focus, I think the guy that's going to surprise people a lot is going to be Rio McKinney. We've talked about him on and off mic about him, but just he's going to be such a force with having two bigs down low and freeing him up really on the arc and inside the lane.
Yeah, he's he does things that people just don't do. I mean, we were obviously very fortunate to watch a player like Jay Scrubb over the last 2 years play and perform. And, you know, obviously Jay's athleticism and things he did, there are some things that Mario does, you know, as far as athleticism goes, that a 6'1 guard just doesn't normally do. And he's very explosive, his ability on the defensive end. I mean, he's sitting, you know, Maryland has already offered, and I think he's going to have a lot more opportunities, yeah, you know, as the year goes on. But his ability to guard and defend and play hard, he has a level of explosion that, you know, people just don't normally see. So, and when you have a guy like him, it makes Dietrich Reeves better. He was a very talented freshman. Cam Alford, very talented. Isaiah Irving. And, you know, it, not only that, you have your two big guys inside that have to finish over. So we're doing a very good job of competing amongst ourselves and getting better on a daily basis.
One poll that people noticed yesterday, I know it's been out for a little bit, but Basketball Times had their top 10 of the NJCAA. You guys come in at number 3. You've seen this program rise, especially the past couple of years. And what does it mean to you to be able to have a program that for 2 preseasons in a row, you're ranked top 5 in the nation?
Well, I think for one, I just shows you how lucky we are. We've got a great administration. Coach Derek does an awesome job. You're only going to be as good as the limitations that are put on you. And, you know, I think Coach Derek has done an amazing job for Logan Athletics in itself. I mean, you look at last year, we have good players. I mean, we had the player of the year in basketball and the number one player in baseball last year, just in our, you know, in Carterville, Illinois. That's hard to even believe when you think of the magnitude of that. But I'm very fortunate to have that, and very fortunate to have Charlie Jones and John Clancy and Tyler Smith-Peters and Marcus Walker. And I've got a bunch of guys that, you know, donate a whole lot of time to this program because they believe in it. And, you know, that's why I think it's been able to take off, is I just have a lot of really good leaders and really good people around it that help. Not only that, is we've got guys that are here because they want to be here. And they go through our spiel about how vanilla this is. You're going to school, you're playing basketball, that's it. But we got our type of guys that come in and understand what they're here for. And I think that's been the biggest difference, is these guys representing this school so well. And, you know, we've been lucky that, you know, across the country it's been acknowledged. So, you know, it's just because you're preseason 3 doesn't mean we're still undefeated like everybody else right now. We've won no games. So hopefully our guys and their maturity, it doesn't go to their head too much. But obviously, as as a head coach, you're very proud for the direction of where the program is going.
Final thing for me, you mentioned negative on all the COVID tests. What about injuries? Is there anybody coming in that might be a little bit late?
Well, you know, we've been off for 10, 12 days, you know, or so, and a little bit longer than that, actually, probably about 14, 15. We were done the 15th and couldn't get going to the 4th, so we've had some time. But, you know, it's one of those things, we just got to be smart. We're going to go with some two-a-day stuff, getting some shots, just kind of getting guys back in the groove. The worst thing you can do, is my opinion, is just try to go back at it where you left off, and just not how it's going to work. This is all brand new to everybody. On how to handle this situation of taking this much time off, but we're gonna start slow and move. You know, try to get moving fast. We got a really good foundation and base with our guys, so we're just gonna try to do the best we can with what we have.
Coach Smith-Peters of the Logan Volunteers. Coach, thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt.